Okay, ready to get into week four here of spring ball. 2 weeks to go this week, and obviously culminating next week with the spring game. And so that gives us four practices, a scrimmage, and the spring game left. And so far, very good work, a lot of progress. Just got to keep taking steps forward with each practice and see where we're at the end of this whole thing, and then we'll get ready for the next phase, which would be summer conditioning. So that's where we're at. Questions?
Hey, Coach, as you mentioned, over 120 players for this spring ball. Has it been as hectic to manage those numbers as you thought, or more simple?
You still have to be within your 20 hours, which we are, but more reps on the field. For the excess of guys, and it seems to have worked out very well. Now, there's a lot of the vets that have played a lot of good football for us have not gotten as many reps as the younger guys, but that's by design, and that's pretty much the case every spring. You got a handful of guys that have played a lot of football for you that just don't need the amount of reps that some of the younger guys do. So it's been about the same dose. We just have more reps to go around because of the more bigger volume of numbers.
Kyle, how's that move been with Kane Savage and Ben Renfro moving over to wide receiver during spring ball? Is that looking like something that is going to stick, or you still want to see how that goes for the next couple weeks?
The latter. We'll continue that throughout the remainder of spring ball, then make a decision. Ben's been unable to practice for a couple weeks now with a minor injury, and so his progress has been slowed. But Kane has been out there every day, and actually had a visit with Kane right in the middle of spring ball, about the 2.5 week mark, and checked in and saw, see how things were going with him, and he was eager to continue down the path and stay at wide receiver at least through spring. So those two guys will be finishing up spring ball at wide receiver. And again, Ben should be back this week. Like I said, he's missed three or four or five practices, but he should be back this week.
Hey, Kyle. I know it's about a week away or more, actually, but how's it going to feel, to have fans back in the stadium for the first time at the spring game?
Well, it'll be great. We're anticipating 6,500. And so not everyone will get to go. Typically, we get about 10,000 for the spring game. But it's a step in the right direction. And just hoping that we're at full capacity in the fall. That may be a little optimistic, but that's what we're hoping for.
Good morning, Coach. How are you?
Morning, Cole. Good.
I'm just wondering, how would you describe Brant Keithy's talent and contributions to the team?
First of all, he's an extremely talented young man. He's not he's more of a hybrid than he is a tight end. He doesn't have the prototypical tight end size. He's 6'2.5", about 230 pounds, and so more of an H-back. Actually played running back in high school, so that was his background when he got to the program, was as a running back. But extremely talented, catches the ball exceptionally well, runs great routes, elusive in the open field, as you've seen many times over the last couple of years. And he's a big weapon for us, and he hasn't been practicing much as of late. He's got a little ailment going on that shouldn't be an issue long-term, but hasn't had a lot of work this spring. He was out early in spring for practice and then has been shut down for a while. So he hasn't been a part of what we're doing, but he'll be a big part of what we're doing this fall.
Kyle, I know it's been a while, but what do you remember about recruiting Britton Covey?
Britton Covey, first of all, it was a projection. He was a quarterback in high school and a very good quarterback. And we knew that wasn't going to be his position in college, but thought he could be an outstanding receiver. And, I've known the Covey family for literally 45 years. We've been grew up in the same neighborhood and knew Britt's grandfather very well and, of course, Britt's dad. And so it's been a relationship for many, many years. But we just had a belief in Britt that he could play Division I football as a wide receiver, and even more certain that he could be a returner. He was such a terrific returner, and so it was a just a typical recruiting process, although he didn't have, I didn't think he had nearly as many people interested in him as he should have. I think they discounted him because of his size, a lot of the schools, and shouldn't have, because he's a playmaker, and we're excited to have him on our team for the last 12 years.
And to follow up with that, has recruiting kids from Utah County changed in the time that you've been at Utah? And if so, how?
It sure has. It used to be pretty much a fence around Utah County, and you couldn't get in on those guys. And now we've had a lot of success with players from Utah County coming up here and making the transition. And if you go back through the years, there's been so many guys that have played good football for us. I think it started out with the Christensen brothers way back when. Kimball and Howard Christensen made the move. They were guys that typically would have been locks to stay in Provo and play, but they came up here, and there's a lot of guys that have followed suit and followed in their footsteps. And you know, I don't have the list in front of me, but I'm going to tell you there's been a lot of players from down there that have been very successful up here.
Yeah, Kyle, you've mentioned several times that you're obviously going to need to go into maybe the transfer portal or some other means to get to wide receivers in the offseason. You know, with spring football and being able to see what you've got there, you know, has any of your decisions changed in terms of like the types of players that you're going to recruit, or is anything that way, or is it just more adding depth to be able to make sure that you have enough to go in fall?
Well, I think it's adding the best players that are available, and it may not be players, it may just be one, but one for certain we need, and two would probably be the optimal number. It could creep to three, but I doubt that. That would be the absolute ceiling on that. But we just need to find the most productive playmakers that we can find, and it doesn't necessarily have to be an inside guy or an outside guy, just production, and that's... That's the what we're doing now, and we feel like we've got a good handle on it. We've got some really good prospects, and there's going to be more. Like we all know, after spring ball, I think there's going to be another influx of players into the portal. But we'll come away with a guy or two that will help us, and that's already ongoing, that process and that search.
Following up real quick on that, how do you feel like in these few weeks that you've had that the players have been, how receptive do you think they've been to Chad Bumpus and kind of the message that he's able to provide while also allowing these guys to improve in their games?
Very receptive. A lot of positive feedback, and sometimes a change is good, and just a new face and a new voice. And I think that's been the case with us, and it's nothing against past receiver coaches or Coach Holliday. They've all been outstanding, but I think Chad has been very well received by our players, as well as Charlie Brewer. You know, that's important. That's an important thing that you bring a new quarterback in to compete for that starting job. He's got to fit as well, and Charlie so far has been an outstanding fit.
Well, Coach, you kind of answered my question. I was going to say I'm not interested in a name, just curious if there is a quarterback that is really separating themselves through the spring through 4 weeks.
Charlie Brewer, hands down. He's been everything we'd hoped to be to this point. He's a proven vet. I mean, he's got a lot of experience under his belt at the Power 5 level. He's thrown for a ton of yards and won a bunch of games. And so that's what we expected. And so far, he's been exactly what we had expected, and as he continues to digest and assimilate the offense, he gets better and better, and it's going to be a great battle between him and Cam this fall, because they're two outstanding quarterbacks.